Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Second to None podcast. I am Blaine Gilmer here with my co-host, Tavarius King, former Georgia Bulldog and NFL wide receiver, who, as always, is with me to break down some action-packed SEC football. TK, another week that we've gone through and analyzed some games, given our 2 cents on stuff. I'm going to recap that a little bit tonight, but also going to be telling some people our thoughts on a little bit of rankings here, power rankings, offensive players, defensive players. The brain trust here has kind of come together on seeing who you want to rank where. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Just another little fun night with you and I breaking down some SEC football and obviously some other things as well and with the power rankings. So excited about that, man, and excited to get rolling with you. Got a big weekend, obviously. Dog fans going to Jacksonville. Y'all be safe out there. Have a good time down there and root us to victory.
Let me tell you something. I've already talked to a couple of people from the state of Georgia that are down there already, and TK, the fun has commenced, my friend.
It's already, the fun has begun, my brother.
No doubt. It is already going to town right now down there in St. Simon's Island, and then they're going to make their way over to Jacksonville. So, but you know all about that. You know that place gets crazy for that rivalry, the cocktail party down there. But TK, speaking of fun, if you want to have some fun and put a little extra on some games, we want to direct you over to Bet Online because, guys, you got to remember, Bet Online is your number one spot for all basketball and football action this season. Heck, you even got baseball playoffs, all kinds of stuff that you can put some action on, put a bet down. So head on over to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50, that's BLEAV50, to receive your bonus. Like I said, from basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, UFC, to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. And speaking of starting, TK, where we're going to start at is a little recap here of the action that was this week on our show here, Second to None. So, guys, if you don't already subscribe, do yourself a favor. Go ahead. It takes nothing to hit that button right now, that subscribe button, if you're watching on the 365 Sports YouTube channel. I mean, right, TK? That's effortless, man.
Yeah, just click it. Just click it. Click it.
Just click it. So we're going to the 365 Sports YouTube channel or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere. Just search Second to None. Search TK's name, my name. It'll all pop up there for you. But as we mentioned, the cocktail party, TK, going to throw our predictions up from this week if you are watching on YouTube, and we'll tell them to you. Number one, Georgia Bulldogs minus 14 when we made our predictions, taking on the Florida Gators. Tavarius picked Georgia to win 42-17. I like Georgia just a slightly slimmer margin, 38-17. TK, just to briefly give everybody your reasons why, again, that you're going with the Dogs by that score.
Man, I just think we kind of shut them down. Obviously, the defense looks great. I think that AR-15 and their quarterback situation has been what it was, and obviously I think they lead the league in interceptions. So if we're doing what we've been doing all year, getting to the quarterback, corralling him, putting him in situations that he's struggled in thus far, then I see us doing nothing than what we've been doing, and that's making plays.
Yeah, and here's the thing. People are going to think that, Florida's going to have some of these chunk plays maybe that even, people forget they did score 42 points against LSU, right? They gave up 49, but the offense was doing some good stuff, and that was with having 4 turnovers. So, I mean, they were explosive in that game against LSU. However, LSU plays a lot of cover one, man-free TK. They're so much more undisciplined than Georgia is on the back end. Georgia's playing a lot more two-man and also a lot more just cover two, different types of zone. I mean, they're playing way more zone than they were years previous. I think they're going to make Anthony Richardson, if he's the guy, kind of pick his spots and, it, when you're a young cat like that taking on some of that pressure, his statistics against pressure aren't great at all. So I think Georgia just kind of suffocates him. And no matter which quarterback goes for Georgia, I think that offense is going to be able to just click on all cylinders. They're getting all their receivers back. So that's why, except for George Pickens and Dominic Blaylock, but, you know, everybody that within reason should be coming back and healthy for this game. So that's why we both like Georgia in this one. TK, the next game, we'll save Ole Miss and Auburn for last. The next game is Kentucky, the number 12 Kentucky Wildcats. 1-point favorite when we picked this game at Mississippi State. And you and I split on this one, TK. Why do you like the Mississippi State Bulldogs in this matchup?
We talked about it. We talked about the fan base. We talked about it being a huge part of what's going on. And I talked to ring-a-lang, dang-a-lang, bro. I'm telling you. Bro, those fans are going to be rocking. It's a night game. It's going to be jumping. They're going to be sauced, the boss up. And it's going to be a hostile environment for Kentucky and Will Levis in that offense. Obviously Kentucky has a high scoring, an explosive offense. They've got weapons out wide. But bro, when you can't hear and it's ring-a-lang, dang-a-lang in your ears,
I'm telling you, man, if we get some merch going, we got to get a Mississippi State shirt that says ring-a-lang, dang-a-lang on it and put it out there for people to buy. We'll just put ring-a-lang, dang-a-lang in quotation marks and put dash TK down there, but underneath it.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's rocking in there. So, I look for them for UK to obviously make plays because that's what they do. But again, it's loud. I look for there to be some communication errors on offense for sure. Hostile environment. When there's miscommunication, things happen. Snap wise, misplay,
that environment's gonna be too much. Bro, for
man, I think they gonna, yeah. I mean, as well as Zach Arnett in the defense. Let's be clear. The defense looks good. They've been looking better and better. I talked about that earlier in the week. If you don't watch the show, I talked about them looking better and better. Progressively this year. So, I mean, I think that along with that hostile environment, I think that defense is suited and booted and ready to go roll against that Will Levis and that offense.
Yeah, so TK is taking Mississippi State 28-21. I'm taking Kentucky 27-23 because outside of what I consider an outlier, when you play a team like a Georgia who's just so much more vastly talented than Kentucky, that was really the main difference there. At times in that game, TK, I thought Kentucky in certain facets outplayed Georgia at certain times in that game. That Mark Stoops is a great coach. They did some things where they dropped a couple touchdowns that they could end up having there. So it could have been a little bit closer maybe if they executed. But Georgia has a way of with those Jimmies and Joes on the other side of making you not execute. You know what I'm saying? So I think Kentucky showed me a lot of toughness in that game. I think they'll take that mental toughness on the road, be able to handle that environment that you're talking about messing them up so much. And then, you know, I think they'll get plays. They should get Josh Ali back for this game out wide. So having him to complement Wandell Robinson, I like Kentucky to win this game 27-23. And now, TK, the last game that we picked is, in my opinion, I know Georgia Florida's going and that's good, but both of you and I think that Georgia takes care of business big there. We both think this one's close. We differ on who wins, but I think this is the game of the week, other than maybe, you know, in all of college football, maybe it's that Michigan State game. That's a big time rivalry up there, undefeated teams. But you got Ole Miss at Auburn. Auburn, a 2.5-point favorite when we pick this game. TK, you're going with the Lane train and you're going with them 42-38. Tell everybody why, real briefly, just again.
Yeah. I just think they find, again, their motto is find a way to get it done. And that's what they do, bro. I think obviously Jordan Hare is a stadium just like Mississippi State. that's loud and has a lot of ruckus, and obviously magic happens in there. But I think the magic's going to work in Lane Kiffin and Matt Corral's favor. I think that Matt Corral's getting some weapons back out wide that he hadn't had, and obviously that's big for him. And they'll continue to use his legs and get things done, man.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm going to have more on Bo Nix here in a minute, but I just think Bo Nix is playing the best football of his career right now, and I think he's
shout out Coach Bobo.
Oh yeah, Coach Bobo, that does wonders for you when you have a guy like Bobo in there helping, you know, with your decision making, helping you get in the right positions, helping you with the right schemes, that kind of stuff. So Bo Nix, I think, gonna help get that running game going with Tank Bigsby and Jarquez Hunter in this game against that 3-2-6 defense. I think they're able to control the ball a little bit, keep it limit the possessions of Matt Corral and company. And I just like Bo Nix and those guys. Like I said, Jordan Air Stadium is a just crazy environment. I'd like them to hold serve at home. So those were our picks for this week. Now, guys, we're going to move into something that we haven't done yet in terms of entire SEC. We've done East and West, but now we're going to pick our SEC power rankings as they stand of now. And if you're watching on the 365 Sports YouTube channel, you can see them across the bottom of the screen. TK, you and I, no surprise, we both think Georgia is the consensus number one team, not only in the country, but in the SEC as well. And really not much of a surprise at two. Alabama rolling into two. I know they lost to Texas A&M earlier, but you know, starting to see a little bit of that Bama of old, right?
Yeah, definitely starting to see a little bit of Bama of old. Obviously, it's what you expect with a Nick Saban team, is for them to progressively get better and better, and I think that's what they're doing. Obviously, they got punched in the face by Texas A&M, bounced back, and been taking everybody's lunch money since. So, I mean, I think that's the spot they're at right now, and they're obviously the team everybody's hunting still, obviously other than Georgia.
No, I mean, but if you think about it, mindset wise, Georgia's still hunting them, right? I mean, Georgia's
yeah, true. We still haven't got over that hump either. So
yeah, Georgia's got to get over that hump. But we're just saying because of how they've played right now. Remember, these are power rankings, guys. These are how they've dominated games, how they've played in games, things of that nature. Number three, I'm going to give to Kentucky. TK agrees with me on Kentucky that they're just a team that is, you know, I know TK thinks they're going to get upset this week by Mississippi State, but as of now, until that happens, Kentucky has maybe the number three team or the number two defense in all the SEC, in my opinion, TK.
Yeah, and that's why they're there. That's why they're there on our power rankings. They do have an extremely amazing defense. Mark Stoops has done tremendous things with that defense, done tremendous things with that team. I just – obviously, again, they have a strong, explosive offense that was, again, getting it done early. Some nicks and bumps along the way has caused them to, you know, kind of stumble and bump, but as an offense, but I think they're figuring it out. But to my rain line, dang line, bro.
No doubt.
They might not get it done this weekend.
I just think Kentucky's got pros on that defense, man. JJ Weaver, Josh Pascal, DeAndre Square, Yusef Corker, all these guys that are coming down and will just absolutely lay the wood to you. And then I like
They're smart. They've been there. They're smart. They understand what's going on.
Oh yeah, a lot of senior talent. So they're very experienced players, and I think that's why they're at number three. Number four, Texas A&M. If for nothing else, they're playing great right now. But also, when you take down the champs at home, you know, Ric Flair, you said to be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, Texas A&M beat the man. You know, they just if they hadn't stubbed their toe against who we agree is a good Mississippi State team earlier in the year, they'd be in the driver's seat right now to go to Atlanta. You know, they'd be. Alabama would be hoping on them to lose another game, but that's not how it sits right now. But I like them at number four, and I know you do too.
Yeah, I like them at number four, man. They really looked good against Alabama, and like you said, if they hadn't messed up early on, they'd be in the driver's seat. So Zach Calzada's growing up. He grew up in that game big time, big time, big time. They got the backs. That young O-line they had is growing up. So I think that's the perfect spot for him at four, man.
No doubt. And then number five, TK, we had a tie. We couldn't decide. You and I were a little split because, one, we think different teams are going to win the matchup this week. Ole Miss and
Auburn. They're going to help us out. They're going to help us figure it out.
Yeah, so next week we'll know who's number five or maybe even higher in the rankings after this Ole Miss and Auburn game. But we've got Ole Miss and Auburn tied at five. So just for a recap, guys, Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Kentucky 3, Texas A&M 4, and Ole Miss and Auburn tied at 5 in our power rankings. Those teams are just, you know, kind of separating themselves here in the SEC right now. And, you know, I know people are going to say, well, shouldn't Florida be considered at 5? Guys, they've just been way too inconsistent, and I think it's going to get worse for them come Saturday when they face the Georgia Bulldogs. It's going to get worse for them. So here we go. Now let's go with our SEC offensive player rankings. Now, guys, there's a ton of players out there. You kind of got to go based off a feel of not only what they've accomplished, but what their potential is out there and what these guys can do at the next level as well. And TK and I both agree that when you're talking about Evan Neal, the left tackle at Alabama, Bryce Young doesn't have to worry a whole lot, TK, when you got Evan Neal covering you blindside.
Nah, when you got a guy like that, he can shut down a complete animal on the other side. It's kind of impressive, as well as getting movement in the pass game. I mean, in the run game. So, I mean, he's a special type of player. Look for him to be drafted very, very early, or probably number one overall.
Yeah, it depends on if a team wants if they want an edge rusher, or they want a guy to protect against edge rushers, because it's either going to be Kayvon Thibodeau at Oregon, or it's going to be Evan Neal, one of those two.
Right. He's a baller, bro. Baller. So, I mean, just somebody that I think is real special at Bama.
Yeah, and the game, TK, just with how the game has developed, you know, with edge rushers being so important, it makes those left tackles that much more important. And when you got a guy with the athleticism at 6'7", 350 that Evan Neal has, that's why he's number one on our offensive player rankings. Number two, TK, the guy that's running the lane train that you like so much, Matt Corral.
Yeah, man, I really, really like this kid. Obviously, Lane does too. Coach Kiffin does too. He's special, man. I think everybody sees his ability to not only throw the ball, but to run the ball, run RPOs. He's able to use his legs to do special things, which is something I think people were surprised to see. So I really like him. He's got Heisman capability. I think he's another guy that when it's his time is going to be a high draft pick, because he's somebody that's with a coach with a high IQ. So he's going to be prepared. So I think that 2 spot is really good for him. And then coming in at that 3 spot, we got Brock Bowers. What you think about old Brock?
Oh, yeah, I like Brock a lot. But back to Matt real quick, I just want to say that a lot of people are saying, you know, one of your former teams, the Denver Broncos, might pick up Matt Corral right there. So, you know, they're saying they could go after over the Ole Miss quarterback there. But, no, I agree with you. Brock Bowers at number 3. You know, some people are going to say, why is Bryce Young not in your top 5? Well, here's the thing. I don't know if Bryce Young, if you pluck him out and put him on another team, I don't know if he's the same Bryce Young. He's a great player, but I think a lot of what he's got around him in Alabama is helping him out right now. I think he's a great player. I just don't think we're taking into effect here SEC offensive player rankings, not only what they're doing now, but how they project at the next level. Not so sure that, I mean, you see what's happened with Tua. Tua was a great college quarterback, right? But he's a little bit undersized, and he's getting beat up, TK, in the NFL. Yeah, that man cannot stay healthy. So, but Brock Bowers for Georgia, guys, 416 receiving yards on the year. He is only 300 yards and 5 touchdowns away from what Kyle Pitts did last year for Florida. And there were people talking about Kyle Pitts being a Heisman candidate as a tight end last year. Now he's tearing it up for the Atlanta Falcons. And Brock Bowers is really, if you think about it, Jordan Davis is probably the MVP of that team with what he does in the middle. Brock Bowers is probably the offensive MVP. Just the way that with all those receivers decimated, that young man stepped up when Georgia needed it the most, TK, and gave him a reliable target.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree with you, dude. And not only does he do the stuff downfield, if you watch the tape, he does the grunt work as well. He's wham blocking DNs, he's trap blocking DNs and things like that. So I'm like, this guy wants it. He understands it. And it's cool to see that he understands it at such a young age. I mean, he's a freshman. So it's awesome. Awesome. And then you talk about him being 300 yards away from what Kyle Pitts did last season. Kyle Pitts was a first round pick, bro. This kid's got a bright future. So it'd be tough not to put him at that three spot. Super tough.
Brock Bowers, too, guys. He's 6'4", 6'4", 235 pounds, and the dude hits 21 miles per hour on GPS at top speed. That's getting after it. That's going right there. So that's one reason for Brock. You know, you look for him to be big time NFL if he stays healthy going down the line. Jameson Williams at Alabama, number four. He has been a difference maker for Alabama. In fact, I don't know. If Jameson Williams is not on that team right now, TK, you could say that Alabama would be an entirely different offense right now.
Be an entirely different offense, be an entirely different special teams as well, bro. He's a freaking playmaker. He does it all. He takes returns back, and when guys take return, you average Joes don't do that, my brother. Special guys do that, and this guy's special. So, I mean – as a returner and as well as a receiver, you get the ball in his hands and he can scoot, takes it over the top. He's been that guy for him and he's been doing it well. He is the epitome of up top pork chop, and he can scoot, bro. He can just fly. So he's fun to watch. One of those players that's explosive. He's our number four player.
Yeah, number five, we have Darian Kennard, the right tackle for Kentucky. You know, when we talk about placing Kentucky at number three in our power rankings, a guy like Darian Kennard has a lot to do with that because they utilize him to get out in front and lead block for, you know, a guy like Wandale Robinson on tunnel screens. I mean, to have that athleticism at 6'5", 345, to move the way Darian Kennard does, and he's just got a nasty streak in him, TK. He's one of the more aggressive run blockers in the conference. And, you know, really paves the way for Chris Rodriguez behind him there.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about it. When you got somebody like that that can run at that size, it shows you how special they are. And NFL scouts love big linemen that can run downfield. I think about a guy like Lyle Collins out of LSU that was with Dallas, just running down the field and blocking guys. Similar to this cat. Similar to Darian Kennard. So it's he's our number five player and rightfully so.
Yeah, and now, you know, TK, we got to show some love to the defensive side too. I know as an offensive guy, you like talking about those offensive cats, but we gotta give some love to the defense as well. And, you know, we'll start right off with the biggest reason for Georgia being the best defense in the country. That is Mr. Jordan Davis as number one right off the bat. And, you know, he's just a massive human being. I mean, some people say he's 6'8", some people say 6'7". You know, the weight ranges anywhere depending on who you talk to. Is he 340? Is he 365? Who knows? But David Pollitt likes to say all the time, depending on what he ate for breakfast, you know, is how much he weighs there. But TK, just the way that he controls other teams' running games is truly impressive.
Man, it's unreal. What this kid does. Obviously, talking about a Heisman caliber player on a D line is insane. And Paul Feinbaum is on record of saying that his name should be in discussion. So I mean that's crazy. But you talk about it, dude. The dude wreaks havoc. He sheds blockers. Three of our defenders are over here. He'll be in a gap and he'll force the running back to run into three other players just because of they don't want to run into that.
They're making a business decision. You know
what I'm saying? Hell yeah, they're making a business decision. The smart one. I mean, he's a special type of player, and you don't see guys like this all the time that chase quarterbacks freaking 10, 12 yards downfield. You don't see it. So he's very special, and he's so deserving of this SEC defensive player ranking.
No doubt. And then another player, this may be a little bit controversial for people because he's hurt right now, but the total, you know, body of work, his career, Derek Stingley Jr. is going to be a tremendous pro TK, when you've got so many dynamic receivers now in the game, having someone that can cover the way that Derek Stingley Jr. can when he's fully healthy, you know, it's just really, really valuable. And someone's going to, despite the injury, is going to pick him up very high in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, he's undoubtedly super special. He can cover inside, cover outside. He can do everything. So he was definitely missed by that LSU defense. He was a leader of that defense, in my opinion. Got guys where they needed to be, got guys lined up. So for sure missed, and for sure a special type of talent. We're for 100% play on Sundays.
Another guy that's going to play on Sunday is probably a top 10 pick, DeMarvin Leal, the defensive end, 6'4", 290, has 5.5 sacks on the year for Texas A&M. TK, you know, we've talked about it, how Zach Calzada and that offense struggled at times this year, but guys like DeMarvin Leal, they held the line, man, and were consistent, and that's the reason that, you know, Texas A&M was even closer, as close as they were in games like Arkansas that they lost, because they weren't giving up a ton of points early on because guys like DeMarvin Leal.
Yeah, another cat that'll play on Sunday, 6'4", 290, got 5.5 sacks. So he's putting up numbers, and he's as well as putting up numbers, he's doing it the right way, and that's getting to the quarterback. So it's fun to see, and it's another cat that's deserving of this SEC player ranking.
No doubt. And we're talking about player rankings in the SEC. We could have probably put a lot of Georgia players up here, TK, but we're showing some love to some of the other teams around here. But you got to put, if you're talking about top SEC players on defense, you got to put N'Kobe Dean there, who's the signal caller for that Georgia defense, the guy in the middle, the team leader. How special has N'Kobe Dean been this year?
Super special, man. He's probably one of the funnest people to watch on tape. Obviously, you love watching Jordan Davis on tape. But this dude just finds a way to get to the ball. I was watching tape, and I saw him like slide through a freaking guard and center and make the play like 3 yards away on a running back. I can't remember who he was playing. I want to say it was Kentucky, but dude, stuff like that, again, just like Jordan Davis, is it can't be taught. Those guys' mentality is like an apex predator, bro. They really want to get to the ball carrier, and it's evident that they're special players, and obviously another cat that we'll 100% see on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, and you talk about his ability to not only do that, but his coverage ability has gotten a lot better. There was a play earlier this year in the Auburn game where they were trying to hit Shivers in a flat route out of the backfield, and N'Kobe Dean's running right behind him. The ball gets tipped up in there. He lays out full extension, picks off that ball, just plays like that. He gives a lot of energy to Georgia. And then our number five player is Jalen Catalon, and Jalen Catalon is a safety for Arkansas. Roman Harper's been on record saying that Jalen Catalon is possibly the best safety in all of college football. TK, that guy, he comes down and just lays the wood when he comes, son. There's no messing around.
Yeah, bro, he bring the thunder smack for sure.
He plays the ball too.
Yeah. No, he definitely plays the ball, brings the thunder smack. He's another one of those cats that's fun to watch because his instinctive ability is off the charts. Covers sideline to sideline, covers the whole field, and again, to your point, will take your face off. So he's definitely fun to watch, and a Sunday player.
No doubt. So to recap our offensive and defensive rankings, guys, our offensive rankings were number one, Evan Neal, number two, Matt Corral, number three, Brock Bowers, four, Jamison Williams, and five, Darren Kennard, with Bryce Young heavily thought of, but just not quite getting there yet, guys, in terms of this is not only taking in what's on the field now, their current deal, but also their NFL futures as well. Then you have SEC defensive player ranking, Jordan Davis, Derek Stingley Jr., DeMarvin Leal, N'Kobe Dean, and Jalen Catalon. Now, TK, we're going to end up here with some bold predictions. I'm going to put mine down at the bottom of my first one. We get two each. My first one, Bo Nix is going to have the best five-game stretch of his career to end the season for Auburn. I think that Bo Nix is going to play unbelievable football coming off of their bye week and end up causing some noise, and that may lead into your bold prediction here, TK.
Yeah, I'd agree with that bold prediction, bro. Bo Nix has played better since being benched. Maybe that lit a fire under him. I don't know what, but my bold prediction is this: Bama loses another game, and they play in Auburn. We know Jordan Hare Stadium. Talk about that magic. So
that Iron Bowl is always crazy, man.
Yeah, Iron Bowl is always crazy. So Auburn may be the team that does it, but my bold prediction is that Bama loses another one.
All right, and then we got my second bold prediction. George Pickens catches a touchdown pass for Georgia this year. So in order for that to happen, TK,
I can get with that, my dude.
In order for that to happen, that means he's got to be on the field. I think you see George Pickens back on the field for Georgia this season. And then finally, TK's last bold prediction here.
Kentucky finishes 11-1 and goes to a New Year's Six bowl game, man. I think that they, Coach Stoops, obviously, has got them rolling. And I think that they're playing good ball, and schedule looks kind of nice. What lies ahead, so I think that they get in there.
No doubt. So this is one of the better weekends for SEC action. Got Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss and Auburn. Happy to, as always, break things down with my co-host, Tavarius King. Make sure you're subscribing to us, guys. The show's presented by Bet Online. It's on the 365 Sports YouTube channel, and also we're in partnership with the Sideline Sports Network, as you can see down bottom. Follow at @sidelines_SN or at @SSN_collegeFB on Twitter. Those guys do great work, and we hope that you think we do great work. Leave us a review, a like, all that kind of stuff, and we will catch you next time on the Second to None podcast.